I want to share with you the story of how I first told a woman about my being a submissive. Sarah and I had been dating for a number of weeks. The sex was fucking phenomenal. Sarah was everything a man could want sexually in a woman. Confident, exciting, insatiable, and utterly irresistible. We couldn't keep our hands off one another. We fucked in hotels. We fucked in my car. We even got it on one night on the way home from a restaurant after finding a secluded alleyway not far from my apartment. We were walking along, talking and holding hands, when suddenly Sarah pushed me into a doorway and pressed her lips against mine, quickly unbuckling my belt and dropping my trousers, taking my hard, pulsing cock in her hands and sliding down my body. She sucked and worked my shaft like a machine. I was in sheer ecstasy, clutching the back of her head, forcing myself deeper into her mouth. I closed my eyes and my head dropped back against the wall, lost in this moment. Suddenly, I heard her laugh, a wicked giggle, and the sound of her heels running down the street. She had left me right on the edge of coming and run away with my trousers. Although my orgasm was ruined and I was half naked, I was excited. Sarah, it seemed, enjoyed the danger of being caught and of having me run after her. I ran, and I chased her back to my place, my heart and my mind racing with excitement. Later, in my bed, we were both naked, kissing, caressing each other's bodies. Sarah whispered to me, asking whether I'd been scared earlier. I confessed I had been frightened, but exhilarated as well. Sarah asked me whether there were any other secret fantasies I might have. I hesitated, pausing for a moment and lying still. She stopped and rested her hand on her head, looking into my eyes. She began to stroke my cock just ever so gently as she spoke. She asked me whether I wanted to fuck her in public. I nodded. She asked me whether I wanted to role play. I felt my hard cock twitch ever so slightly in her hand, betraying me. She smiled and bit her lip. She knew that she was getting close to the truth. She asked me if I wanted to tie her up. I shook my head and stuttered. I was getting nervous. She reassured me, saying that I could tell her anything. I looked into her eyes and simply said, I'm a submissive, Sarah. I want you to dominate me. Saying nothing more, she kissed me deeply, whispering that she was glad I had told her and that it was okay. She soothed me as I trembled after my confession. We had sex and fell asleep in each other's arms. Days later, she invited me to her place that evening for some drinks. When she opened the door, she looked incredible, wearing a tight white evening dress, her blonde hair cascading over her shoulders and framing her beautiful breasts. I took her in my arms and whispered, "I have to fuck you. I have to fuck you right now." She smiled. She led me into her bedroom. The room was lit with candles. Her brass bed frame glistened in the light of dozens of small flames. She closed the door and held me at arm's length. She grinned and folded her arms before uttering a sentence which set my body ablaze with anticipation. "Take off your clothes." I was overcome by lust. I could only obey her. I stripped immediately, dropping my clothes into a small pile at the bottom of her bed. She took a step forward, admiring my naked form and the proud erection that was now in front of her. I was so hard, standing so naked and so vulnerable in front of this beautiful woman. What I realized at that moment was that I was sliding into a submissive space in my mind, that it wasn't just arousal I was feeling, but an overwhelming helplessness that stimulated me and made me want to fall blindly into whatever idea she was playing out. I didn't know where to put my eyes or my hands. I couldn't conceal my cock. I couldn't look her in the eye. I could feel her eyes gaze upon me as if it were her fingers tracing across my chest. She was in a position of complete control. And my heart was screaming to me that this submissive state was exactly what I wanted. She grabbed my cock, holding her long, slender fingers around the shaft and guided me backwards towards the bed until I fell upon it. I scuttled backwards, lying down, instinctively obeying orders which hadn't even been given, and yet I expected would follow as naturally as my submission. I began to speak. "Sarah, I... She put her finger on my lips and smiled at me. Opening her bedside table, she pulled out a white silk scarf. She took my left wrist and held it against the bedpost before winding the scarf around it like a black widow spinning her web, tightly tying it. With another scarf, she did the same to my right arm. Then, with two more, my ankles, binding them firmly to the brass posts at the base. I looked up and felt a wave of euphoria crashing through me. I was tied to her bed. I was stretched. I was helpless. I was naked. I was in the hands of a woman whose sexual energy threatened to consume me. And yet I wanted more. I wanted so much more. I wanted to be taken to a place of pain and ecstasy. She whispered to me that we would start off slowly tonight, but that this was just the beginning. My mind span with possibilities. What on earth could she have meant by that? Standing next to her bed and next to her captive, she began undressing. I watched greedily. The white gown fell to her feet, revealing her nakedness underneath, her tight shaven pussy, her hard nipples, atop of her flawless breasts, her legs. God, those legs. I wanted those legs to walk across me. I wanted her feet to crush me and grind me into the ground. My mind was being worked into a frenzy. I was deeper into subspace than ever before. I strained against my bonds, pulling against the bedposts. It was futile. I was helpless. And then she did something. She laughed at me. She laughed at my pathetic attempts to break free. I felt humiliation. She watched me and lowered her mouth slowly onto my cock. I yelped with pleasure immediately. Such was the sensitivity and the arousal that I felt. She moved her head up and down, up and down. I arched my back, breathing deeply, tossing my head from side to side. And then she stopped, a wicked look crossing her face, and she sat back. She moved her fingers across her mouth, licking them lightly, and then across her nipples, and slowly down her tanned torso. She began to tease her clit, finger-fucking herself, and putting on a show for her hungry submissive. I had been brought to the edge of climax and was now being forced to watch Sarah give herself an orgasm instead. I watched in torment, desperately, desperately wanting to come, her face contorting with pleasure. And then, just as she was about to finish, she slid on top of me, my cock driving into her tight, wet pussy as she rode me hard, bringing me to a powerful orgasm. Oh, 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 God. Oh, that's it. Oh, Sarah. Yes. Oh, God, I'm right on the edge. Oh, please, please, please let me. Oh, please let me come. Oh, God, I'm so close. No, please. No, don't leave me there. Please. Just fuck me. Fuck me. Please. Do it. Yes. Let me come. Ah. 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 We climaxed together. Sarah looked at me, grinning warmly, a glow of pleasure in her eyes, and snuggled her face into my neck, kissing me softly, as I came down from the greatest orgasm I had ever had. As I lay there, still bound to her bed, I wondered. All I had said to her was that I was a submissive, and yet she had found a way into my head, into my submission, and brought me to this moment. I didn't have to tell her about my love of bondage. It was as though she knew already, intuitively. I suspect she already knew all of my secrets, and that in confessing my submissiveness, I had opened a door to a life where we would play every game she could dream of, and where I would surrender my body to her, whatever her fantasy.